I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The U.S. calls for more Turkish involvement against Islamic State. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and control its borders. Secretary Carter says while Turkey's agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants, it is only part of the overall effort.
We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border that they have with both Syria and Iraq.
Secretary Carter says he is confident Islamic State will be defeated and that the U.S. is using the right strategy. The United States is expressing concern about North Korea's artillery fire towards South Korea, which retaliated by firing its own artillery in their latest flare-up of cross-border violence. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Thursday that such provocative actions by the North only heighten tensions. He urged Pyongyang to refrain from actions and rhetoric that threaten regional peace and security. The artillery exchange took place Thursday. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza was sworn in for a third term Thursday, but remains under fire from critics who say he's breaking term limits in the Constitution. Mr. Nkurunziza took the oath of office in a surprise ceremony 6 days before the scheduled inauguration. With a new bailout in hand, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called for an election in Greece September 20th. The resignation of the leftist Mr. Tsipras came in the face of a revolt by lawmakers from his ruling Syriza party. They're angry over the austerity measures. This is VOA News. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid disbursement because Islamabad allegedly made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network. Aisha Tanzim reports.
If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. This is the money reimbursed to Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reported Thursday the United States found Pakistan's operations against the Haqqanis inadequate. The U.S. embassy in Islamabad did not respond to requests for a comment on Thursday. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
A South Sudanese journalist was shot dead 3 days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Unidentified gunmen killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper Wednesday near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues say it appeared to be a targeted attack because the killers did not take Moy's money or cell phone. He is the seventh journalist to be killed in South Sudan this year. An Islamic State-affiliated group claimed responsibility for a large car bomb attack outside a state security building in Cairo Thursday, wounding dozens of people. Local officials say at least six policemen were among those hurt by the massive blast in the residential neighborhood of Shubra. Four people were killed and 11 injured Thursday when a bomb exploded near the governor's office in the Yemen city of Aden. There's been no claim of responsibility. Aden, recently recaptured from Houthi militants by forces allied with the returning government in exile. Macedonia declared a state of emergency Thursday and will be sending troops to its border with Greece to stop illegal migrants from pouring into the country. The move stranded about 1,500 men and children in no man's land between the two countries in the dangerously high summer heat. Around 2,000 migrants a day have been crossing into Macedonia from Greece. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter says disease spread from his liver to his brain.
And I was pleasantly surprised that that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease.
Mr. Carter says he's still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. And if the weather seems warmer to you this year, you're not imagining things. U.S. weather experts say this past July was the hottest month ever recorded, and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.